A great November 23rd, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
I'm Rich Dennison. Tonight, the Trump campaign with another setback as Michigan certifies its election results confirming President-elect Joe Biden's win in that state. A Republican political group is calling on President Trump to begin the transition process.
The statement was issued by over 130 former senior Republican national security officials, including former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge, urging congressional Republicans to demand President Trump concede the election and immediately begin the transition to the incoming Biden administration.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. Georgia's preparing for another recount just days after the governor certified the results showing Joe Biden winning that state's 16 electoral votes.
Everything we've done has followed the law. The audit we did was in the law. This recount we're doing is in the law. The certification is in the law.
Gabriel Sterling oversees the state's voting systems. America is listening to Fox News.
See what I mean?
Turkey. That was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
I'm as free as a bird now.
This is supposed to be the big finale where the turkey jumps through the ring of fire.
Turkey that can do tricks.
Yeah, that turkey sucks.
What do you mean you cook the turkey?
We're preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick performing turkey? What the hell is that? It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, Greg.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. I have a question for you, okay? What is your least liked Thanksgiving food?
Gosh. I loved everything, including the turnips.
Really? Oh, of course, man. The greens are great.
No, not the greens.
The turnip greens.
Actual turnips.
Turnip. What's the difference?
You boil them and then you beat them and they're like mashed potatoes except they have
a little kick to them.
I don't put much seasoning. I haven't made them in a long time. They do take a lot longer to soften than a potato. So the one thing, I even ate the mincemeat pie, but I had to have the butter sauce with it. That's what made it palatable. What about you?
Sweet potatoes, man.
Oh, I love sweet potatoes.
You don't want to come to my house.
I've got a thing for, I mean, potatoes are okay, sweet stuff's okay, just not together. I want it separate.
I think, I went to Food Outlet yesterday, as I always do, and I bought yams that I think were used in the Auburn-Tennessee game. They were so big. Seriously.
Like footballs.
You could have lateral passed those suckers.
So a yam is a sweet potato?
Well, there's a difference between a yam and a sweet potato. They get confused, but Wiley Poundstone sent me... I can find it real quick here.
Ooh, yeah.
Real quick at Greg Budell's speed. Hey, I want to thank Rob Duncan. Rob Duncan, you put me over the top. That, you know, 11,000... Thank you for following me.
Woo! Yes. 11,500 people.
Hey, hold on.
So where... It's the... it may take me a moment to find this. Basically, one's a root, the other is a... something else. Here it is. Yam, sweet potato difference. Hang on, I've got to enlarge it.
Oh.
I have to open it so I can read it. The skin of a yam at the left in this photo looks kind of like tree bark, while a sweet potato right is more reddish brown. That's what I bought, sweet potatoes. But they are not the same thing. Real yams are entirely different root vegetables that are more like yucca in texture and flavor. They have bumpy, tough, brown skin. It was starchy and not sweet flesh. but I can't even. Oh, look who's on the line. It's Miss Butt Paste 2020, Sweet D. How's your hiney?
It's doing good. How are you?
Oh, you know.
He looks good.
Did you get your...
Well, I got my butt paste.
Good for you.
Yes.
And your shirt.
And my shirt. Yeah. And everybody was super nice.
Oh, yeah. At Adam's Drugs, of course. That's why we love
them. Yes, they were. I meant to call you on Friday. Well, I did, but it was too late.
Yeah,
so
you
I didn't get in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they're at the very end. That's what most people call the show when it's over. It's kind of weird how that works out.
Yeah, so I just wanted to thank you guys for the T-shirt and the butt paste.
Well, now, if you try the butt paste and you get a miracle result in a place you didn't expect it, let us know.
Okay? <I sure will. laughs>
Rosie.
It is a miracle paste.
Yeah, no, it's so versatile.
It is a miracle paste.
So versatile.
Yes.
And all of this started with Jacqueline Tomlinson. That's even more amazing.
Hey, man, it works.
From Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Yeah. Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
That may be true, Jay. You know they're butt paste.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. And you got a nice shirt?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I got the gold one.
Ooh.
I bet you look beautiful
in
it.
Well, come to our homecoming night at Baumhauer's this Wednesday. And by the way, our Christmas party will be here when the Cronins are here from North Carolina, December 9th.
Yay.
And, man, have we got some great stuff to give out that night. And thank you. Maybe I'll even wear a Santa thing or something.
Sweet.
Yes, like a potato.
Ooh.
But not like a... Sweet.
Well, I'll be there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Wednesday.
Yay.
Awesome. Yeah. That is great. You get to meet Little Rose.
We always call the Wednesday before Thanksgiving our homecoming gathering, you know, because a lot of folks are staying here in town.
Yeah.
But you got family at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Nate.
Love you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, you guys.
Bye-bye. All right, bye.
There was something else going on there. I'm not sure.
She might have been on her phone.
I still haven't read
this. Yes, you have to read that.
But I can't now because Brant's going to be calling in a moment.
Oh, okay.
But you want to take this opportunity to give a shout-out to Jeff Mallinson and his amazing team at Georgia Floors Direct. You know, they were founded 50 years ago. Dick McAdams stood at that big plot of land on what was then Cowtown. It was farms and stuff, and Eastern Boulevard just cut through it. It was a route around the city. But he knew that the city would be growing towards the east, and eventually that land would be in the middle of town. And isn't it amazing? That's exactly where it is. And that makes it convenient to people who need flooring north, south, east, or west of the city of Montgomery. In fact, Jeff Mallinson was telling me they get people to come in and buy their flooring from out of state, because they can save that much money on it. There's no limit to the selection. It's a huge warehouse. Jeff Mallinson and his team, the merry band of floriers, they know where the things you want to see are located. Just let them know what you're looking for and what approximate price range is. And don't forget, you can do 12 months good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct for qualified customers. It's the best flooring in town, and wholesale priced every stick of it. And they have their own team of installers. That's important, too, because you want to make sure that the people that are putting in your flooring know what they're doing. If you buy flooring at a box store, they contract that stuff out. And if it doesn't work out, good luck to you. With Georgia Floors Direct, they can guarantee your satisfaction 100%. By the way, visit Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook or stop in on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Now, where's that naturopath?
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor Residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week is starting off on a very quiet note. We're going to be a little colder tonight with clear skies. Overnight low temperature 42. Things are about to get more active, but not right away. Tomorrow's a nice day. I think we tease 70 degrees for a high temperature, a good bit of sunshine. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Wednesday and Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve. Can't rule out a couple of stronger storms. We're going to keep an eye on that system. High 73. The front should be out of here by Thanksgiving, leading to a pretty nice day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On November 23rd, 1992, the world welcomed little baby Miley Cyrus.
Mr. and Mrs. Cyrus, it was a great delivery, right from when your achy-breaky water broke right up to when the baby came out like a wrecking ball.
Miley Cyrus, a star is born.
On News Talk 93.1 FM WACV, I love our zoo. This is not a knock on our zoo. But you guys have to watch how you dangle your participles. They have a promotion going on, and the subject line of my email said, Montgomery Zoo, Komodo Dragon Cornhole Toss. When it reads like that, it sounds like they're going to be playing cornhole with Komodo dragons.
Yeah.
I would not recommend that.
No, I wouldn't either.
I'm not being critical. I'm just passing along what I've learned about dangling participles. Just like Brant McDonald passes along his wisdom, Mr. Right on the Money. How you doing, Brant?
Greg, hey, buddy, I'm doing well. Doing real well. Had a nice weekend. Weather was really, really perfect. Looking forward to this week. Obviously, big week of Thanksgiving. Not a lot really going on in the markets. I think everyone's gearing up for the holidays, so on and so forth. Well, so how about you?
The Dow seems awfully optimistic today. I mean, markets seem to be thriving right now in anticipation of what? That's what I'm hoping you can tell us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the market is beginning to really grapple with the idea that, hey, okay, Biden's probably going to be the president, but there's going to be a ton of gridlock in Washington, and that's going to be a good thing. It's going to force both sides to come together and to try to, you know, legislate with some sort of compromise. The other thing, too, is when you think about it, a lot of these bills that come out of the House, you've got a lot of congressmen and women who are House of Representatives who they may be registered as a Democrat, but on certain topics and issues, they're not going to be able to get away with letting some people either abstain from their vote or vote no, just to protect them politically back home. In other words, the Republicans really have a shot of being able to control the floor in the House, and the market knows this. Obviously, notwithstanding Georgia, it looks like that the Republicans will at least split that state and probably continue to control the Senate. The other thing, too, is that, you know, a lot of these announcements that have been coming out from Biden in terms of cabinet positions and things like that, have really resonated well with the market, because a lot of people feared that he was going to cave in and really start allowing a lot of these progressives to, you know, take positions of leadership in certain areas of the government. But he hasn't done that. A case in point, you know, people thought Elizabeth Warren would be the nominee for the Secretary of the Treasury, and that's not the case. You know, today it was announced it would be Janet Yellen. You know, Janet Yellen, she did not do a terrible job as a Fed chairperson. You know, it wasn't the best, but it was certainly not horrible. I would much rather have her in the Treasury Secretary seat than I would Warren.
Wall Street is terrified of Elizabeth Warren. We've known that for a long, long time.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, most of the names that Biden is appointing are the same old Washington swamp creatures we've been hearing about for years. Is that not true? So far, anyway.
No, you're exactly right. Known quantities. That's what I think we need to focus on. These are known quantities. You know, the market and really the overall economy can adjust quite well as long as we have some degree of certainty about what those outcomes might be, depending upon policy decisions that are made by people who have been there before or who have been around. Again, a known quantity. And I think that's what's going on here. And really, it's probably quite smart for Biden and for those who he is listening to or talking with to play it down the middle. They lost the big blue wave for all the reasons we know. And believe me, they know it as well. And so you've got these people like AOC and the squad and all these folks that are ranting and raving and doing their normal thing. But it's falling on deaf ears, because they realize now if they go down that path or allow even a little bit of wiggle room, they will be decimated in the midterms.
There's already a good chance of that, because reapportionment takes place now and the state legislatures are largely controlled by Republicans. So the redistricting, you know, a lot of your blue states are going to lose a seat or two. New York could lose at least two. California is going to lose at least one seat. And it's going to be picked up in places where they can be redistricted to be red. I'm getting a little further ahead on that, but I've been reading up on it recently. Other thing that, but you see, what you just talked about also drives a lot of the outrage. I mean, 37% of Democrats say they think the election was stolen, too. They're not arguing with it. But part it's not, it doesn't count as evidence, but let's be realistic here. There was no blue wave. If Joe Biden got all of those votes, he should have swept Democrats into Congress like crazy, and it didn't happen because a lot of those Biden votes were for Joe and not down ballot. So that lends credence to the theories, well, why'd everybody go out and vote for Joe and not give him Democrat support? Because those ballots were illegitimate. But whether that ever gets down where it is now, I have no idea.
Well, and that makes perfect sense. Of course, you know, a lot of people out there, a lot of pundits, a lot of Democrats, some Republicans, also say that the American people rejected all these leftist ideas and ideology, but there were just enough independents and moderates who were sort of sick of Trump's bravado and making it about himself. Now, I'm telling you what these people think, not necessarily what I think. That they crossed over. They just simply crossed over, and I mean that's what they're saying. But I will tell you this. I will deep inside of me believe that when you go to bed, like I did, I fell asleep around 11:30 or midnight, and you wake up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. in the morning, and hundreds of thousands of votes came pouring in and overnight for Biden. It does raise a brow. I mean, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
And so,
unfortunately for Trump today, Michigan officially certified Biden's victory. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled against Trump this afternoon. And I honestly think I have nothing to base this on other than my intuition. and digesting all of this news day after day, I think these judges are scared to death. If they rule in favor of Trump, they know they could be doxxed, they could have screaming Antifa people outside their house. I honestly think that's the driving force in a lot of these cases. They know what's right, but they're afraid to do it because the left and their little strong army of Antifa, you know, the radicals, BLM, all of that, they've seen too many people get their butts kicked. I think they're afraid.
Oh, I know. Well, they're just going to pass the buck to the Supreme Court, and it certainly appears as though Trump is perfectly willing to take these a few of these cases all the way to the Supreme Court, and at least that's what we've been hearing and seeing, and we'll see what happens. But I definitely think it's going to create a little bit of anxiety in markets. My goodness, you look at what's leading the markets right now. What's been going on? This rotation that I've been talking about for the last many weeks is just continuing to take place, and you know we're seeing money move from these big stay-at-home tech names that we all know into some of the more stable sort of value type oriented, the old stalwarts, if you will,
right,
that were kind of left for dead. And they're beginning to come back. And a lot of that is centered around the vaccine. A lot of that is centered around what is perceived to be new public policy in the new year and with a gridlock Congress. So, and again, some of the best market gains that we've seen in history have been in environments like that.
Yeah.
They really have. So, you know, we continue to monitor it. I really think that tomorrow and Wednesday, you're going to see the volume in the markets begin to sort of dry up a little bit more as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving. Mm. And then I don't think there's going to be a whole lot going on, obviously, even on Friday. The week following should be pretty interesting, obviously, because you're going to have everyone out there trying to draw a bead on how Black Friday went and Christmas sales over the weekend. Everyone running their traps to see how healthy the consumer is,
Gotcha. Brent, we appreciate your time. If you're available at opening bell tomorrow, we'll be here in the morning. And in the meantime, we've been counting down a lot of things. We know that Joe Biden's got 57 days if he gets inaugurated. Minus 20 plus 31 plus 7. 38 days till the new year. That's a little over 5 weeks. You can get a lot accomplished in those 5 weeks by calling 387-0094. You may have time yet to take advantage of a tax break, something you can do with your money to save you money next year when it's time to file. Get a plan going so you have something to back you up just in case, because that's what happened this year, just in case. 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Look forward to it.
Likewise.
Everyone take care. Stay safe. We'll see you.
Thank you.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, 524. We'll have a little fun in our silly segment, and then we'll be back for the final half
hour. Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have accidents everywhere. Atlanta Highway at I-85. This is out at Chantilly. If you're on Atlanta Highway getting up on 85 southbound to head into Montgomery, the accident is on the ramp there. Use caution. I-85 northbound, if you're exiting to Ann Street, we have a bad accident there. Moderate crash. According to authorities, use caution. And Highway 80 and Highway 29, this is out past the airport just a few minutes. A major crash there is what they're calling it. Expect delays if you're headed to Selma or coming into Montgomery tonight there. 2800 block of Lower Wetumpka Road, a new accident just happened right there. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We are busy everywhere. Buckle up. Drive carefully. I-65 and 85, very heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. The Front Porch Grill not only has home cooking at their restaurant, they also will cater your wedding, special event, family reunion, or whatever. Call Marty at the Front Porch Grill in Millbrook for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Fresh-cut Fraser Firs have just arrived at Southern Homes and Gardens, Montgomery's number one source for Christmas trees. What makes our Christmas trees the best? Individually stored in water, our fresh-cut trees stay perfectly hydrated from the moment we receive them until the moment you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season long. With trees ranging 6 to 12 feet, we've got the perfect size for any space. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays. Fresh-cut Christmas trees in stock now at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I cleaned, I cooked, the house looked good. They came, but nobody helped. They drank, they smoked while telling jokes.
Almost 5:30 on the dot on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, Monday Happy Hour, Greg, Rosie, and the Seth Spotlow Experience. When I, it's funny, lately I've been going to my mailbox and I've been getting lucky.
Oh.
Because there's actually mail in it. You know, the mailbox, I used to look so forward to that early in my career because that's how people touch base with you.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget the day they took me off my first morning show because I wasn't experienced enough. And I was very raw, but I was just very different. And I received over 100 fan letters. This is in Chicago. So I gathered them up and I took them to this new Putz program director we had brought in from Milwaukee. And I said, so you're going to tell me that all of these people, this is today's mail, aren't listening? And he just wanted to bring one of his, what's joke, butt buddies in.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And among the things in today's mailbox, from the desk of Gary Bowers, ye old wordsmith. Dear Greg, big fan, don't call into your show because I'm almost totally deaf and I can't hear well on the phone and don't want to make a fool of myself. Hey, I do it every afternoon, so no worries. Enclosed is something I would like to say if I could, should you find it applicable and suitable, might you read it or synopsize it for me? You are appreciated. Sincerely, and I'm very happy to do it. And it pretty much is something we've discussed on the air about this election next door on January the 5th. If David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler of Georgia are not elected to the U.S. Senate, that body will be in control of the Democrats. It seems as if Joe Biden will take the presidency and Democrats may be in control of the Senate. That's their plan, to turn America into a one-party Marxist system. The first step will be to vote out the senatorial filibuster. Without that, they can pass any bill they like, and this will leave them open to add four or five radical leftists to the Supreme Court. This will ensure that challenges to their bills and newly enacted laws will be struck down in that court so they can declare by bill or executive fiat illegal aliens, both present and future, when they open the borders, to be citizens with voting rights. And when they grant Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., almost both exclusively Democratic, full statehood, not only adding votes, but four extra senators to their side. To solidify their control, they will replace the Electoral College with a popular vote system so that five Democratic states will all elect future presidents. And voila, the one-party system will be in place into perpetuity. Unless we go back to that thing they hate, that Second Amendment, and say no. Because at that point, if they really try to do all this stuff, that may be the only option. With Democrats in control of the executive branch, both houses of Congress and the Supreme Court, the following will ensue, again by their own admission: the reintroduction of the Fairness Doctrine, a failed censorship program they tried many years ago that will eradicate all conservative news and establish in reality state-sponsored media whose propaganda will support all economic the revocation of the tax Trump tax cuts, which will increase individual taxes by an average of $6,000 annually, the issuance of reparations to all black citizens regardless of their ancestry, nationality, or association with slavery, free education for all paid by increased property and employment taxes and extra taxes on corporations and small businesses. Are you starting to feel for your gun here, folks? The abolition of all current college tuition debts. Thanks. Where's mine? My daughter's mother and I supported that, paid every penny so she could graduate debt-free and have a life, which she does. And we're doing the same thing for my stepson, so he has a life and doesn't have to be saddled with mortgage. Yeah, it's like some of these, and I don't know why, what they're thinking. You know, $150,000 in student loans for a gender study degree. Who's hiring for that, McDonald's? The reintroduction of Obamacare, specifically universal health care, again paid for by both increased taxes and the seizure of private property for those that can't pay those taxes. Income taxes for the, quote, rich will increase to 80% and probably more for corporations and small businesses. These policies, of course, will destroy the economy, but that will be okay with Democrats because an individual survivor will then depend on the all-powerful government. And that's not all. One of the most important policies will be the phasing out of fossil fuels. Why? To support their man-made catastrophic climate change hoax. We will rejoin the Paris Accords. They're already talking about that, so we can give billions of dollars we don't have to third world dictators whose countries, quote, don't pollute. Though the U.S. is already one of three industrial nations already below the accepted levels of greenhouse gases. Yeah, that's the biggest twist in these knickers, is that we are already there with greenhouse gases. We have done a phenomenal job of cleaning up the air. Gasoline prices will skyrocket, but that's okay too, because they want to do away with the internal combustion engine and replace it with bicycles. They want the government to control the consumption of utilities for residential homes, that when a quota is reached, the utility will be shut off. The only way to stop this is with firearms, which they have promised to confiscate. I don't think that's a good idea. Thanks to Obama and other threats from the left, watching the riots and everything else this summer, there are now about 450 million guns owned by citizens in the U.S. I wouldn't want to piss them off. And if we haven't mentioned the dissolution of parochial schools, the decriminalization of drugs, the wholesale release of felons from prison, the developing philosophy that life isn't worth living after 70, the probable stock market crash that will make 1929 look like a birthday party. This is all based on one thing. We got to get those two next door elected. That's it. The way this is going, the way the court decisions are going, that may be the only firewall between us. Now, the good news there, if we get that, if we have that firewall, they can do limited damage. People will get a taste of what they want to do. And then we'll have another election like 2010 where we grab back 40 or 50 seats in the House. But doesn't this get old? We are constantly prolonging, because they never stop. That's the thing about communists. You got to give them credit. They never stop. They have no God. They have no religion. Their religion is their ideology. And that's what they want, a Marxist hell for this country. And when you think about all the people and the blood and treasure that was shed to give us the freedoms that they are constantly, constantly, constantly trying to take back from us. I remember one of the great speakers at the 2009 Tea Party event in D.C., September 10, 2009, when Obama was already making his fundamental transformation known. And we came back and elected, 63 Republicans. Wasn't particularly effective, unfortunately, but it did stop the hemorrhaging at some point. And the comment was, next time we're coming back with guns. It is not beyond our imaginations now to know that that's totally possible.
Oh, yeah.
They have twisted the dragon's tail. They're constantly crapping on us and talking about re-education camps. Oh, hell, we already sent one generation and 500,000 people to put an end to that. And you're going to bring it back? I don't think so. 538.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We have a bunch of accidents to tell you about right now. Let's start in Wetumpka. A moderate crash on Highway 231. This is going to be right near the Winn-Dixie as you move into downtown. Use caution there. Virginia Loop Road and Woodley Road. We have an accident there. Also, on the ramp to I-85 southbound. This is out near Chantilly. We're still showing that as an active accident. Use caution if you're entering 85 southbound at Chantilly. Also, I-85 northbound, we're still showing an active accident on the ramp down to Ann Street. We had a moderate crash there. Elsewhere around the city, we are light to mostly moderate traffic. Some heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
If it's time to reconsider what you value,
Bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, it's Chase from Second Chance Auto Sales, and I wanted to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to utilize Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped our traffic stay continuous at our location here in Montgomery, Alabama, off Whitley Road. We want to thank the city and surrounding areas for all your support and recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. COVID-19 cases are on the rise in Alabama. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris warns Alabamians to take precautions to be vigilant over the Thanksgiving holiday. He recommends keeping gatherings limited. He also says there's encouraging news for a vaccine to be available soon. The Air Force has announced that a new training unit will be stationed at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery. Maxwell will be the new home for the MH-139A Gray Wolf Formal Training Unit. Officials with the Montgomery Chamber of Commerce say that the new MH-139 will provide more missions for the 908th Airlift Wing. Air Force officials say the aircraft should begin to arrive in 2023. The Capri Theater in Old Cloverdale is welcoming people back in. Employees say they've been working hard to ensure everything is safe with social distancing, masks, and temperature checks. Starting on Friday, November 27th, the doors will reopen. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7255.
Well, hi, everybody. This week is starting off on a very quiet note. We're going to be a little colder tonight with clear skies. Overnight low temperature 42. Things are about to get more active, but not right away. Tomorrow's a nice day. I think we tease 70 degrees for a high temperature, a good bit of sunshine. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Wednesday and Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve. Can't rule out a couple of stronger storms. We're going to keep an eye on that system. High 73. The front should be out of here by Thanksgiving, leading to a pretty nice day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Thanksgiving, everybody.
Woo!
Don't forget, Thanksgiving, you know, I used to actually make the drive down for Thanksgiving to have it with Janelle, and then go back 3-4 weeks later at Christmas time. And after she got into college, I just do the Christmas trip. It's not that I couldn't do both. I could. So what's happened in our Wednesday night gatherings at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard, that's become what we call homecoming night. So for folks that are in town, everybody's coming over the next day, you're kind of ready, come and join us.
Yes.
After the show on Wednesday at Baumhauer's. And I've got great news on our Christmas party, December 9th, which is the official date since we know the Cronins will be here. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that for a welcome home? Tommy.
Hey, before I tell my joke and ask something, is Seth available for, like, parties? Can he come, you know, laugh at my joke? Because I would pay good money just have him to stand next to me all night. That's a good one. That's great.
Oh,
hey,
man.
You know, Greg, you mentioned 2010, and if you go back and think about what happened in 2010, I think it was all about Jonathan Gruber and him.
Yeah.
And all that stuff he said, and everything they pushed through, where it was like somebody that was just saying,
I'll never forget Jonathan Gruber's whiny-ass voice. At some point, you depend on the stupidity of the American people. What a prick.
Well, now, here's the joke. Did you ever read Justin Halpern's book, Stuff My Dad Says, But He Uses a Different Word?
No, I can't say that I have.
I'll send you a link to it because it's actually hilarious. But one thing in particular I'm thinking about in this election is when he broke his neighbor's window for the third time, and his dad goes, "What in the heck is wrong with you? I'm cleaning it up." He goes, "This is the third time. You know, at this point, I think it's the neighbor's fault." And he goes, "Really, Dad?" He goes, "No, I know it's your fault. I'm just in denial right now thinking that my DNA was this stupid."
That's funny.
Absolutely hilarious. One of the other ones about breaking windows, Justin Halpern pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals, but one of the other ones about breaking the windows, he goes, "No, I don't need to know what happened." He goes, "The window's broken." He goes, "Wait a second. That's maple syrup. Now I'm interested. Tell me what happened." Hilarious. Hilarious. You got to go look at it.
Send me that link, okay?
I'll send you a link. All right, see you.
I look forward
to it.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, man.
I have here a video clip and a long, let me just take my word for it, please. I know you guys trust me, right?
No.
Oh, look, when I'm talking to my sound effects, let me talk to my sound effects. When I'm looking at this, that means I'm having a conversation with him, right?
No.
I understand. And appreciate the help. Here it is. Look on the right side of this tab. Now you can confirm for me that this is true. Racine County Sheriff, Fresno Sheriff, Shiawassee County Sheriff, Wayne County, Pinellas County, Florida. This is nothing but a long list of sheriffs telling their governors, no, I'm not going to enforce your lockdowns. I remember one sheriff in a county that had 500 square miles for them to cover. It's like I got three cars. What happens if somebody's like in serious trouble or being raped, robbed, or assaulted? I need to be able to send them there and not hauling people off. A story I put on Facebook this afternoon. This is, again, an Ohio football mom tased and arrested for not wearing a mask at a game.
Man.
So who's the fascist? You know, this is the thing. They are the fascist. Antifa. What a...
Yeah.
Misnomer.
Yeah. I mean, when you have to beat people up to convince them that your ideas are the ones they need to believe, that's...
Not the way to go.
It's kind of how it works with fascism, you see.
It's the beginning of something bad.
Stay locked and loaded, friends. Mostly locked, not loaded. Yeah, I didn't want anybody to misconstrue the message.
Oh, yeah.
Gulf States Mobility of Wetumpka, they have taken care of the people that have taken care of us. Not all of their clients are wounded heroes. They are people that got blindsided in a traffic wreck, fell off a ladder trying to fix something around the house. Accidents can happen in a flick of an eye, and they can also do some real damage. You wake up and all of a sudden your leg's in a sling in a traction unit, and a doctor is giving you a lengthy list of things you'll be able to do and not do for a period of time. Recovery, though, accelerates when people get out of the hospital and get home. And that's to the home they want to live in, not to some rehab unit or whatever. If that can be avoided, it can. Gulf States Mobility goes into those homes and makes them as safely and accessible as they can be outside of a rehab unit. Ramps, rails, chairlifts for stairs. In other words, when you're recovering from a traumatic injury, you want to start thinking about selling your house and having to move and do all of that while you're trying to recover from this injury. Gulf States keeps people in their homes so that they can heal there and regain their strength and mobility, and to whatever extent they can, choices. Among them, being able to take back control of their own schedule. People who were told by doctors not that many years ago, in the scope of things, that you'll never be able to drive again, now can, thanks to voice command technologies Gulf States Mobility installs in vehicles at their warehouse. It's actually a workshop, not a warehouse. It's a big building in Wetumpka at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. And that's where they equip these cars so people have the dignity back of being able to decide, I want to go here at this time and I don't have to depend on somebody to do it for me. It's a big deal. Re-empowerment, that's what they're all about. Again, 1647 Coosa River Parkway, they have a Facebook page. They hope, we hope, you never have to call them for the reason they're in business. But if you need them, you'll be real glad they're there with all their experience. 514-6590, Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. 552.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and our map is lit up like a Christmas tree with accidents right now. I-85 northbound on the ramp down to Ann Street. We have a moderate crash that is still being worked there. Virginia Loop at Woodley Road, we have the word there was an accident there, minor in nature. A moderate crash on Highway 231 right near the Winn-Dixie up in Wetumpka. Use caution, watch out for emergency vehicles at that one. And a minor crash now on Cobbs Ford Road. This is leading up to I-65, so if you're headed to Montgomery on Cobbs Ford Road, you're going to have just a little bit of a delay there getting by that accident. We are just busy all over the place right now. I-65 and 85, a lot of traffic there. A lot of traffic still on the 31s. Please buckle up, slow down, and use caution. We'll keep you updated. Over 55 pre-owned Camrys have arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything you want to trade in is worth a minimum of $1,500. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Presenting eight great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason one, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason two, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons three through six, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason seven, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason eight, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa, you can get 20% off three or more items with the $4.99 Napa Tool Bag. Yep, 20% off power tools, 20% off wipers, 20% off oil and more. It's a whole bag of tricks. Well, actually, it's one trick over and over again, but it's a good one, saving you 20% on three or more items. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/20.
Tear out the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
All right. This is not a happy breaking news development, but I'm passing it along anyway. The president has just tweeted, I want to thank Emily Murphy at GSA for her steadfast dedication and loyalty to our country. She's been harassed, threatened, and abused, and I do not want to see this happen to her, her family, or employees of GSA. Our case strongly continues. We will keep up the good fight, and I believe we'll prevail. Nevertheless, in the best interests of our country, I'm recommending that Emily and her team do what needs to be done with regard to initial protocols, and have told my team to do the same. In other words, the president isn't conceding, but he is authorizing the transition. And nothing happened in the courts today that would give me reason to further your optimism. So I hate to be the one to pass that along, but this is the left. The story here isn't the president authorizing a transition team. It's that the woman that heads that government agency has been threatened, harassed, and bullied by the pricks on the left. You effing people will rot in hell one day, and it can't be soon enough. And when it gets too hot down there, don't forget to call Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
277-2125.
See what I did? Oh,
he loved it, man. You got him turning red, man.
David, smile. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Rosie's got all her lips on one side of her face, but that's
okay. No, I don't. I don't think Clark's can even help him down there.
Alabama certification number.
They're good.
99004.
That's right. The best in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. 277-2125. God bless the Clarks. And thank you for your steadfast support for our show and our causes.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Well, six passed very quickly, didn't it? David and Rusty are next. Thank you, Sis Pablo.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Rosie Brock. Back in the morning with the Rich Thomas, James.